Migration has always depended on water. Migrants cross borders in fragile boats, hiding under bridges, covering themselves with the darkness of night, with or without life vests. They risk their lives for a better one. Water resources have been an important motivation for migrating. More water, better agriculture, more food, better life. For years, achieving food self-sufficiency meant sustainable political power. Water has been a battlefield. You have the Ruhr Valley under your feet, a battlefield of power and industry. I'm standing on the dam over the Dez River, the ancient flow of power in Persia. Dez is a battlefield between power and people. The agriculture industries owned by the government are leading the river to a fatal fate. In South Iran, Khuzestan, the agriculture sector is responsible for about 90% of water consumption. Locals, who are deprived of the benefit of this river, believe that Dez is occupied. This land, Ruhr area, is familiar with occupation. Almost a century ago, when Weimar Republic failed to pay reparations from World War I, French and Belgian forces occupied Ruhr area. This occupation did not last more than a year. German civilians engaged in acts of passive resistance and civil disobedience. The industrial activities were stopped and 130 people were killed. These brave civilians paid the cost for freedom of their land and its resources. 1 year ago, a peaceful protest started in Khuzestan. Civilians came to the streets and agriculture fields in the darkness of night in response to the water crisis. The protests quickly spread to other provinces and turned political in nature. If you ask my neighbors, they will name at least 8 men who lost their lives. The only source which was left for them, a very limited and vulnerable source in the battle with power. Water is a limited source too. Many dams were built in poor locations of Khuzestan. Many people were displaced, and valuable wetlands and their ecosystems were seriously damaged. Haftape stayed green, but the lands around are desertificated. Can you clearly see the horizon? I can't. Have you ever been in a dust storm? Instead of this blue sky in your landscape, a looming black wall towers above the ground. This is real. This is the air surrounding us most days of the year. In the sunniest hour of day, you're thrown into the dark of night. The wind is howling in your ears, and it feels like someone is repeatedly throwing a shovel full of fine sand in your face. You might think dust storms are natural events. They're not. The dry soil caused by desertification is easily picked up by the wind and paralyzes daily life across society by disrupting water and power delivery and forcing governmental offices, businesses, and schools to shut down. Most kids and elderlies suffer from respiratory problems. Here, villagers and factory workers are bankrupt. Their payments have been delayed for several months. Dez is already water bankrupt. It uses more water each year than its renewable sources produce. The government even pumped water of Dez to other parts of the country, which caused protests and unrest among locals of the area. I once migrated here because of this river. This. I came here to help it vitalize the area, to nurture cordial people of this beautiful land, the palms, animal, and help it finite life last for more generations. I was not successful. I failed. My colleagues in the university and I were unable to stop these crimes. I betrayed this and my neighbors. I find no reason to stay. In my 70s, I feel the urge to migrate. This dust wind throws me away in despair. Do I have enough time to meet you once? Let's meet on the other side.